Darren, obviously the CB40 competition has been a bit of a nightmare for you this year.
Yeah, disappointing again. Disappointing today to lose, especially at home. But I thought we batted reasonably well. I thought 240 was a decent score. It was a decent pitch, but I thought 223 was about par. I thought we were a shade above that. I just thought we were a bit sloppy, really, with the ball, and particularly in that first power play. And in the field as well, a few too many fumbles, and in tight games where you lose by two wickets in the last over, they're all important.
Yeah, so you took two wickets in the first over, or Jack Chantry did, with two caught and bowls, which is quite strange in itself, and all of a sudden 240 looks a very good score there.
Yeah, it was obviously the ideal start, really, in that first over. I don't think we really capitalised on that in that first eight. Credit to that Myberg, he batted particularly well up front, struck the ball well, as did the lad who got 96, can't remember his name.
Yeah, Berezi. I mean, they almost played no fear cricket, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, they're decent strikers of the cricket board, and I thought they... I thought they batted pretty well, really, but like I said, I just think we were a little bit sloppy in the field, and in tight games, that cost you.
Got to feel a little bit of sympathy for Moen again. He got 100 here, got 100 last week, and he's finished on the losing side both games.
Yeah, Moe's in decent bit of nick at the minute. He obviously played exceptionally well again today, and a nice 100, and long may that continue for the rest of the season.
Let's forget about the CB40 competition. Obviously, we talk about the next game. The next game is the most important, as it always is, but this really is an important game in Hampshire.
Yeah, obviously they've come off the back of a couple of wins as well, so they've got a lot closer to us. It's a massive game, as they all are, really. The four games in the Championship that are left, we need to perform well and pick up as many points as we possibly can. I think it's probably still four sides in the relegation battle, including Sussex as well. They're only probably one win away from us. So yeah, this game's a massive week, and if we can get a win down there, then it'll go towards staying up in that top flight.
We've talked about this so many times during the course of the season. You've competed in every game that you've played, as was the case in the last one against Lancashire. You know, a couple of bad sessions cost you games, don't they?
Yeah, that's Division 1 cricket, unfortunately. You can't afford to have those bad sessions. I thought we fought well at Lancs. I think they're obviously a good side, top of the league, and pushing for the title. And we fought back well on numerous occasions. We polished off the last sort of four or five batters quickly in both innings, and to get over 200 when we were, I think it was 20 for 5 or 21 for 5 at one point, was a decent effort. Unfortunately, we curtailed a little bit on that last morning, which obviously was a bit disappointing. But yeah, it was a decent showing. A few little things. I think we dropped Croft on 30 odd as well, and went on to get 100. So those little things cost you, and you need to eradicate those. And hopefully, we can do that next week at the Rose Bowl.
A couple of decisions probably went against you as well. I mean, I can stand here and say that you possibly can't, but you'd be hoping there's a, you know, the luck turns for you this coming week.
Yeah, it's fair to say we didn't have the rubber of the green as far as umpiring decisions, particularly in that last innings, but that's, hopefully it swings around about, so we might get a couple go for us in the next 3 or 4 weeks, and hopefully that'll be the difference between winning and losing.
Just final point of all, team news for the coming week.
We're not waiting on Kemal Roach and his visas and flights and things like that. I don't know the full story there, but I think apparently he's 50-50 whether he gets here in time for this one. So, but I think James Cameron's going to come back into the side for Matt Pard at the top of the order as well.
Richard Jones obviously did well up at Blackpool, took 6 wickets, I think it was, in the game.
Yeah, he was excellent. Nice for him to bounce back. He's been bowling well the last couple of weeks. He's done a bit with the England bowling coach Neil Saker and bowled in the England nets, and he's come back to where we know he can be and where he should be, really. He's obviously had a disappointing season so far, and showed a bit of character to bounce back the way he did, and I thought he was excellent up there, and hopefully he will be for the rest of the year as well.